How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three. Dirt Sprager, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
Shout out the Hoggies.
Got a lot to get to in this hour of radio. Magic hack coming up top of the hour. It's always a delightful time on a Thursday.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah, fire away.
So, Magic hat, always excited for it on Thursday. The great Tim Monas made the Magic hat open for us.
Yes, he did.
Coincidentally, because you played that, he texted me literally last night and said, trying to find the audio cut when Lamar did the whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Whoa! And he goes, but I'm struggling to find the game. And I cannot tell you why, other than just being, I guess, a viewer.
You remember the game in the moment? I don't remember what it was.
I remember the game. I remember where they played. I remember what he did.
It had to have been a dunk,
right? It's just so bizarre. It's a regular season game, by the way, in February.
Why do you remember that? Isn't it weird how our brains work? The things that will stick in your head.
But I texted him back pretty quickly. I'm like, oh, they played the Wizards in D.C. They won 129-121. Shaden had 36 points.
Was it a Shaden dunk?
Yeah.
That was the play?
That was the play. It was the steal, and then he jumped 95 inches. It was nuts. And that's, I don't know why I remember that so, like.
It's so dumb.
Easily.
Our brains are ridiculous things. Are they
a
not?
A Wizards game in February? Why like is that how, at the front of my mind of, like, do you remember when that one, you mean Shaden Sharp in D.C.? 36 points? Yeah, I remember that. I
can't remember a neighbor's name to save my life, and I've talked to them a dozen times, but I'll tell you what happened in Game 5 of the NLDS in 2010.
Dude, I'm sitting in a
16 years ago.
There's a very uncomfortable vibe between me and my neighbor across the street. We never really introduced ourselves when we moved in.
Yeah, now you can. It's over.
And I met her. I've never met him officially, even though I've given mail to their door, even though I wave at them when I see them.
Oh, he's a good wave, yeah. I'm a good wave guy.
But, like, and I'm pretty sure he's a diehard Duck fan because I've seen them leave on a Civil War day, like, to go watch the game somewhere.
Right, got some green and yellow gear on.
There's a green and there's a orange, so I think we got a both.
A house divided, if you will.
A little bit. And then, like, I've seen him have golf clubs in his garage, and I'm sitting in a weird spot where this... this might be my best friend.
This guy could be a buddy here. But he likes football. He plays golf.
But I don't know him. Maybe he's not. Yeah. Maybe he wouldn't. I don't know what his name is. And he's never really come over to me. Like, it's a weird, like,
hey, what's up, brother?
It's not even a hey. It's a quick arm up.
You guys seem to be simpatico of, like, you don't need it. And that's a good neighbor to have.
Like, we don't need the friendship.
You know, just a cordial, like, I'm all about acknowledging my existence. Don't pretend that I don't exist because I know you see me. So give me a nod. Give me a hello.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. But also, there are sometimes you feel the pressure of, like, walking around the neighborhood and you're like, you see the neighbors again and you're like, well, I don't really have anything to talk to them about right now. So do you just drop a quick hi if you're walking by the house? Or do you do like a, hey, so how's it going? Like, do you stop and ask a question?
If we're friends, though, you talk about what we would talk about.
Well, I know, I get it, but I'm not always in the mood to, like, stop and have a conversation for how long is this conversation going to go on for? Like, sometimes I'm walking the kid around, I got the dog, he's pulling on the leash, and then I'm like, I feel the pressure to say something and start a conversation when I don't feel like I should.
Well, one neighbor...
instead of a quick, like, hey, how's it going? Good to see you guys.
Yeah.
And just keep on moving.
One neighbor I borrowed some equipment from early on because he introduced himself, and he's a very nice guy, and I ended up breaking his equipment, which made me feel awful. But I see him, and, you know, most of the time it's a quick, hey, hey,
hey.
There's been some other times where it's like...
if I'm out, like, watering the front yard...
doing the lawn, huh?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, adding lights to your house.
Yep. Yep.
Where'd you get those lights?
Putting lights up.
Got them at Home Depot.
That's what I'm doing.
Like, oh, you know, but like that conversation happens. The other neighbor, it's yeah. just a wave. It's a silent wave.
I got to be honest with you. I think I prefer the silent wave.
Really?
I think I do.
Hmm.
I don't mind in certain spots having those conversations, but a lot of times they feel forced. Do they not?
Poll question at during break. Are you friends with your neighbor?
Yeah.
Brandon, are you friends with your neighbor?
Friends is too strong of a word.
No. What do you mean?
Friends is like...
See, I think I would disagree. I'm pushed back here.
Mm.
I think I'm the issue here. I have a brother-in-law. I'm not kidding. Every house he's lived in, and it's only been a couple since I've met him. Every house he's lived in, his best friend basically becomes his neighbor. Or his neighbor
like
basically
no matter
becomes
where
his best
he
friend.
Lives, he ends up becoming best friends with his neighbor.
His old neighbor in Salem?
Yeah, best friend.
Best friend. Every day, hanging out, having some cocktails, going golfing together. His best friend when he moved up to Clackamas?
Who's got time for a
boom.
Best friend?
Best friend. That guy moves
you
away.
You got time for a best friend?
He
I don't have time for
away,
a best friend.
No,
moves
I got a
to
wife.
A new house.
Yeah,
I got a wife and a kid, man.
In fact, he becomes such good friends with his neighbors that now I've become friends with his old neighbors.
That's weird.
I watch one of his neighbor's kids from time to time.
What?
And they're delightful. I love them.
Yes.
Like, truly, they're really good people. But it's just
is that
like,
just luck of the Irish that everywhere he goes, he just happens to have really cool people living next door?
He's a social butterfly,
yeah,
this guy.
Spreads his wings.
He is cocooned and been like, I am Mr. Everybody.
Mm.
What's your taste? What's your flavor? I am him. So, like, that's the only way I've even made friends is through him. Because I'm kind of in that same spot. My best friend is my wife.
Yeah.
What do? I go to the coffee shop with my wife.
That's what my weekend activities
are. I go to the
are.
Library with my wife. I look at Saturday markets and I yeah. go, ooh, beets.
Like, that's
I
my
never
point.
Buy the beets, but I say, ooh, those are beets.
The only time I see my friends is
with
at a random
wife.
Sporting event or golf.
Yes.
That's when I see my friends. Like,
exactly.
Hey, they're at a Duck game. Let's go grab a beer or something like that. Or invited to a Blazer game. Or we're playing golf. That's it. That's what I got. I don't have time for friends.
Well, I mean, you do. You just don't make the time for friends. That's the real truth here. We're the problem. We are the problem.
We're the issue. I mean, I don't disagree with that. I am definitely a part of the problem.
I think Dusty's this. I think Dusty's a
Dusty's
I'm your
definitely
best friend
one of
neighbor
these
guy.
Dusty's definitely one of those guys. Like, I have neighbors that are that way. Like, you could tell they have little cliques in their relationships, and they've been in the neighborhood. We haven't even been there for a full year yet. So I certainly understand we're the new kids on the block.
Are you the young kids on the block?
We might be the youngest ones on the block. There are other people, like, it's not that big of an age gap, or there's a bunch of olds. It's just the tough part for me is like I'm not always in the mood to stop and talk, and that makes me feel bad, but I don't think that I should feel bad about that. Like, I talk for a living. We do this for 4 hours a day. I get home. Do you know how many times, like, what my conversations are like all day with my two-year-old? Like, it doesn't stop. There's no off button. It's just going. And so sometimes when you get, like, a moment of clarity or silence, like, the last thing I want to do is go out and have another conversation. And it's nothing against you. It's me. I'm done. I'm ready to shut down for the day. The off switch has been pressed on my back, and my communication skills are gone. And now I feel like I have to be in a forced conversation about something that I don't really care about.
I would think the two-year-old would drive you more to want to have a conversation with an adult.
Yeah.
Instead of like singing along and
hearing data 8,400.
Yeah, data.
What?
You're going to cry the day he stops saying data.
I know I will.
Data?
You're going to be like, where's data?
Never the last time you pick up your kids, give them a hug. Talk to your neighbors. Somebody said... maybe he knows exactly who you are, but doesn't want to be weird about you being on the radio. I've had that feeling with neighbors in the past.
I'm
like,
fairly certain he doesn't. We literally leave at the same time in the morning. He's an early work guy.
Maybe he listens to the show. If he's up and about 6 a.m., he's listening right now. He's like, dude, Sprague, what the hell, man? Why don't you say hi to me?
I'd argue he probably is the opposite. Probably hates my show and doesn't want to talk to me.
I've had that thought of neighbors who, when I've moved into neighborhoods and been like, this guy's being a little weird to me. Like, I'm not getting anything in return. And my first initial thought every time is, I wonder if he hates me. Because of he recognized or somehow understood. He's like, oh, that's the guy that hates the Blazers.
See, I have people in my neighborhood that I've walked around and I've met that do listen, and they're super nice. But my actual neighbor across the street.
You never know.
I'm pretty certain he hates our show. Fairly certain. If he's listened at all.
Just waving at this guy. I'm not going to go say hi to him. I'm not doing that right now.
I don't
know.
Maybe he's a big sports fan who's only into Rogan.
Could be a big Rogan guy.
There's a weird – that's a world that exists.
That does exist. Those people are out
there.
Maybe
he's that sports fan.
All right. Well, that's enough neighbor talk. Let's get to the serious business of the day. We have, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Yeah.
A goodbye tour on our horizon.
Yep.
This is it.
But it's not about him.
Swan song. It finally comes to an end. I think he said in 2021, I don't want anything to do with a goodbye tour.
Yes, he did.
And yesterday, Aaron Rodgers announced that this will be his last year in the NFL. Now, to be fair to him, like, that's...
Wasn't everybody guessing that that was the deal?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think he just did it because he had heard so much of, like, yeah, so this is going to be it for Aaron? And he's like, well, this... Cat's out of the bag.
I guess you're shoving me out the door now. Nobody's going to employ me next year.
This is the thing. I brought this up kind of in passing, and I didn't do it enough justice because there was 4 minutes left in a segment. This is, however you feel about him, this is a monumental career.
Yes.
And this is it for him. Like, I'm not telling you
he's a top five quarterback of all time in my book. And I know not everybody agrees with that.
That's fine.
I think you can argue he's top three all time.
I mean, when you talk about just raw, pure skill set, you can make an argument he is skill set wise.
Yeah. He had the numbers to back it up.
Maybe the most talented one we've seen.
He had the MVPs to back it up. And I know for some, the end all be all is Super Bowls, as if Terry Bradshaw is better than Aaron Rodgers. Like, what world are you living in?
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, he's one of the three or five best quarterbacks, in my opinion, in the history of the NFL.
And so there's a weird thing here, like, where that became a story, and it deserved to be a story. But, like, are we giving it enough that we're like, we just lost Brady a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Manning, Brees had a great one.
A little
one.
Bit before that, Brees. Yeah.
Manning's was a little odd because we kind of knew, and he wasn't a great send-off for him, you know, but at least he won the Super Bowl. This is a big one, man. Like, think about this one. It's then Stafford next. And Stafford's great. Stafford just won the league MVP. He might win his second Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's got an MVP and a Super Bowl trophy.
And maybe some would probably, I wouldn't be shocked if people told me they liked Matt Stafford more than Aaron Rodgers. He was stuck in hellish Detroit for all those years.
Yeah.
Finally gets out, and what's he do? He wins the whole enchilada, proving that, yeah, I am that good. But outside of Stafford, then who's next? We're looking at a real run here of waiting for quite a bit.
That's a good question.
In terms of stature, history, legend, like, it's Rodgers, it's Stafford, and then it is...
Let me scroll. I'm looking at names. Like, who would be the next one close to
retirement? Of that level? Like, it ain't Kirkers.
No.
So you're really looking at Mahomes, Allen, not even Baker. Baker's not even that level. Like, you're looking
at Dak Prescott types, Jared Goff types. Like, that's the category of guys that you're looking
at. But see, even those guys, to me, like,
they're not on the same level.
They're not on the same tier. No. So you're really looking at, we talked about the five earlier. Stafford's clearly going to be the next one. But then you're talking about those guys, and that's an insane amount of time between
that's a big fall
now
off.
And by the end of what we think their careers will be.
Yeah, it's tough with Rodgers. Like, I get the opinion around him, and I don't blame anybody for feeling about him the way that they do, because he's done 90% of the damage to himself. The one thing I will say, at least in this case, one, to your point, nobody's surprised. Like, this should be your last year. Many people would argue you should have hung it up after last year. I don't know why you're playing again. But the other part of it is, like, there was a clip that went viral, him in the Green Bay uniform in 2021 saying, I want nothing to do with a goodbye tour. And now everybody's like, oh, here comes the hypocrite, Aaron Rodgers again. And it's like, well, he was asked a question in press conference. He didn't come out and say, guys, please give me a present everywhere I go. Please, every town I visit this year, give me a rocking chair or a sewn together football because I want to be celebrated all year. He was just asked, is this going to be your last year? And he said, yes. And it was as simple as that. And so it will set up to be a bit of a retirement tour for him. But I don't, like, I will at least defend him in that regard. I don't think that was something that he was looking for or seeking out, despite his massive ego, which he certainly has. I hadn't thought about it that way, of the gap of until you lose guys who are generational talents, right? Like, I could feel how I feel about Rodgers in the all-time pantheon of quarterbacks, and people might disagree with that and have him ranked differently. That's the beauty of opinions. We can all have one. But there's no debate he's one of the best in the history of the NFL. The number of MVPs he won, the Super Bowl championship that he got, the numbers that he put up.
He, like, put up stupid numbers.
Like, you're talking about a guy who is in that conversation wherever you want to rank him, and it's weird to go that long. We'll eventually hit that next group of guys, right, when you lose Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, right?
Like, but the gap between then and now,
I mean, you're looking at another decade at least,
maybe
until
10 years.
One of those guys starts retiring, or some of those guys, and it might even be longer than that, because Rodgers is what, 42? now at this point?
I thought he's 41.
41?
Yeah, maybe he's going to be 42, but I thought he was 41.
Stafford is 38, going to turn 39.
It feels to me that if they do win it...
He'd walk off, do the Elway?
I wouldn't be shocked. Now, I think he signed a two-year extension.
They can get out of it. I mean, that's...
And maybe he will play the second year out, win or no win, but...
Then it's a tough Kelce decision of, like, do you go for the three-peat, and then you don't win, and then you're like, oh, well, now I'm back for another year, and then that, and then you start chasing it a little bit.
But I just... Like, I'm also kind of wondering, like, how many guys are even allowed the grace to get the moment, right? Like, how many, I'll give you an example here. I went to the Kobe victory tour game when he came through Portland.
Yeah, the last game of his career here.
For me as a media member, it's one of the coolest moments of my career was I legitimately had a conversation with Kobe Bryant in the hall, not on camera. I did ask him a question in the locker room, and he thought it was funny. But, like, legitimately told him about a moment that I had watched when he was a Laker early in his career, and he had remembered that game, and, like, we had a real quick back and forth. And yeah. I was like, dude, I was never really a big Kobe guy.
How could you be as a Blazer fan? You can't. But
how awesome was that moment for me, right?
You appreciate, like, what he meant to the game.
You know who came through that didn't quite have that same fanfare, nor did he have even a tenth of the media that cared? D-Wade.
Yeah.
D-Wade came through. Last game,
didn't ring a bell.
Nothing. Yeah. And D-Wade is probably the third greatest shooting guard of all time. Am I wrong on that?
It's in the mix.
I think most people say, obviously, Mike.
Yeah.
I think almost everybody would pick Kobe.
Multiple championships.
So
did Wade win an MVP?
I don't know if he won a league MVP.
Okay. I know he was great in the finals. Finals MVP, and that certainly helps.
But he won a finals, like, Wade County, man. Like, they still call it that.
They do.
Well, I think it also is Wade County.
It's Dade County.
Dade County.
But
they
name it Wade County, yeah.
But, like, my point is just, like, not a lot of those guys are even a given that moment, the idea or the goodbye, right? Like, you can think, again, however you want about the Rodgers and LeBrons. Some people roll their eyes at all of it, right? To me, even if I'm not a fan or a diehard fan, I just appreciate it. And what Rodgers did over his career was phenomenal. I don't know how many quarterbacks in my life I'll ever see be as talented with touch and passing ability and some of the throws. I mean, think about the Hail Mary, the iconic Hail Mary throws that he was involved in.
And how many moments he had.
Yeah, just how many great moments he had. I didn't think he'd eclipse Favre. I think he blew Favre out of the water.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, how I view the quarterback position.
Agree. I mean, he's a significantly better quarterback than Brett Favre.
Well, even, like, the four that we named, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar. Like, if you told me Lamaring in a victory tour because Lamar will lose his mobility and eventually just kind of fizzle as a starter and just be a backup for the last 5 years of his career.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and go, well, you're insane. You know, but some of those guys get it and a lot of others don't. And it's just yesterday I thought about, like, after him, after Stafford, who then? Who is it? I think it is that core of guys that we'd have to wait a pretty lengthy amount of time for.
Like, we'll go through this when LeBron retires, and maybe next year is it for him in the NBA, and he'll get his send-off and everywhere he goes.
I think it will be. I think he's going to announce at some point in the summer.
I got one more run in me.
Do you know how much money they're going to make on the goodbye merch?
Oh, I mean, they're going to make a ton. You know, thank you, King.
And honestly, you can hate him.
Dude, he's deserving of
a victory tour.
If you're one of the greatest to ever play a sport, and you've been around for 20-plus years in professional sports at the highest level possible, you deserve some sort of... Like, I have no issues with guys wanting to do that and want to have that proper send-off, because it's got to be weird. It's also weird as a fan. Like, just to think about... They're very similar, Rodgers and LeBron is in that regard. Like, Rodgers has been in... He was drafted in 2005.
They're very polarizing athletes.
I was in high school, dude. Yeah. Like, I was a sophomore in high school when he was drafted.
Yep.
I'm 37 years old with a two-year-old. Like, he's been around that long.
He's still putting the chin strap on.
His first year as a starter was 2008. That was my freshman year at Oregon. Like, that feels like forever ago. And it's been my entire life. Yeah. He's been, like, essentially my entire adult life. He's been a starting quarterback. And so I got no issue with it. I said earlier in the week, and I'm going to maintain it, like, I won't remember him as a Steeler or a Jet. I will remember him, you know, throwing 49 touchdowns and 5 picks in a season for the Packers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for him, and this is the case with some of their quarterbacks, like, he will have a bit of that what-if era around him, or aura around him of, like, man, all that talent, all those numbers, all those MVPs, and you only got one.
I know.
And that's
but
yeah,
one's, got one.
One's better than none.
Yes.
One is greater than zero. We all acknowledge that. But it is a great reminder in sports, and we do this all the time, especially in the NFL. This idea as if you did something, that means it will continue, or he hasn't done it yet, but he definitely will. When Rodgers won that Super Bowl, what year did they win the Super Bowl? 2010?
2010 or 11, right?
10 or 11 when they beat the Steelers?
I think it was 2010.
2010,
thank you. So third year as a starter in the NFL, he wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He goes on to start another 15, 16 seasons. If you tell me that in the moment that he's not going to win another one, let alone get back to another one.
I don't know who would have believed you.
Nobody would have believed me. Yeah. It's just that, I mean, it makes some of the guys and the runs that they go on,
you know,
that much like Mahomes and what he's done, and obviously Brady and then Manning eventually getting one with another team. It's just a reminder that nothing is guaranteed despite your talent. And his numbers after 2010, like he was good in 2010. He was good in 2009. He was a good starter right out of the gate. He became an exceptionally better player as the years went on.
Yes, he did.
And it did not matter. They could not get back to another Super Bowl. A lot of near misses for him over the years. And he's announcing it, hanging him up. Aaron Rodgers last year, not a surprise. I don't think anybody's taken aback by it. He's not announcing the retirement tour. He was just asked, will this be your last year? He said, yes, I will retire after this year. So Rodgers has one more year. Another guy, welcome back in the world of football. We'll tell you who it is next.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
5-1 FM The Fam. Before we get to our familiar friend being back in the world of college football, can we criticize? Now, I have been a proponent of hers for a long time. We talked about something on the show yesterday. And then we're five games into the season. We're load managing. Five games into the year. You're the face of the league.
I was going to text
We're an expansion franchise. I get the update in the middle of the day. I think I was listening to the fans. Somebody doing an update was like, hey, Caitlin Clark's not going to play tonight. Yeah. What? Now, they still killed us, which is good for us because we're, what does Sue call it? Doo doo for juju, I think is what we're going with.
Is that what he's going with?
I think that's what they're
doo doo for juju.
Doo doo for juju is what Isaac and Sue are saying, which made me chuckle the other day.
I'm okay with doo doo for juju.
I mean, it's solid. Juju, we know how good she is. So
we gained a game yesterday. Connecticut won.
That's good. We needed to gain a game.
We lost. They won.
I'd rather gain a game and watch Caitlin Clark play. What are we doing? It's five games in.
The funny thing is, you had asked me, you're like, didn't she get hurt? And I had just saw her last game, and I'm like, I think so.
There was a video of her on the sideline doing something, and I didn't know if it was my algorithm throwing in like a Caitlin Clark thing to react to from last year or whether it was from this year.
Yeah.
So this wasn't a new injury. It was just a part of their management plan or whatever they called it for the season.
It's load managing.
Like what
they
are we doing?
They don't want to call it that.
You
they said get a back
40
injury.
Games.
Yeah, I don't
40.
Know.
40.
She missed most of last season.
Is this
season?
Teaching us the lesson that if the NBA cuts games, you're
still
going to
load manage?
Yeah, I go to 70. That'll fix it. Yeah. No, guys are just going to play 48 now.
I mean,
instead of 58.
Probably, but, you know, look, I also saw this. You had asked that. I looked it up. I was like,
I was livid yesterday.
She's fine.
Dude. I was livid.
And then maybe 4 hours after our show, it was like, Caitlin Clark has been ruled out for lower back problems slash, they don't call it load managing. They call it like
I can't remember what there was
management
some,
something.
Yeah, it was a really dumb
and I was
designation.
Like, what?
Yeah,
and so I turned the game on anyway because it's the Fire, it's our team. I thought the Fever would end up winning because they're a pretty good team without her, And, you know, we had to get blown out. But everybody's like, yeah, dude, what a bummer to watch that game and she's not playing.
This is now, I saw this on Yahoo. They said the Fever may have violated league rules with its decision to not play Caitlin Clark versus the Fire on Wednesday. League rules stipulate that all matters relating to player availability must be submitted by 5 p.m. the day before the game.
See, that's what I'm saying. They didn't have any injury designation.
During back-to-backs, Clark did not participate on Tuesday, which should have been reported by Indiana. The team instead waited until just before the game to announce that she was injured and not playing. Look, you're in a tough spot right now as a league because you're up and coming. They got this new media deal. They got through the CBA and all that stuff. She's still the engine that drives the sport, and that's an unfair burden, I guess, to put on her. But, like, can you imagine if you flip this for, when are we now, 8 days away from their trip to Portland, right? The 29th is when they're coming to town. So next Saturday or Friday night, whatever it is.
Prices of those tickets and she
load
manages.
Dude, if she doesn't play...
Oh, I mean...
It's a disaster. I'd be livid.
You saw this last year. One, you saw it in Indiana because she suffered that injury, and it was a bad injury.
Right.
You know how much money people spent to have season tickets last year
in
Indiana?
And she played in 10 games, 8 games, whatever it was. She barely played.
And then when she did the road games, like, we looked up trying to go to the Storm game when they came to town, and I just backed out of it, and we got a different game because the prices were nuts. She got hurt, like, right after that. Or right before the game, but like, you know, right after I had looked at tickets, I can't imagine if we would have bought those tickets. Yeah, because like that's the thing we give crap to the men for is like
when you go to a game, you want to watch and play.
Dude, I mean, they can't call it this, but they should. It's the Caitlin Clark rule.
Yeah.
If you're healthy and you don't have an injury designation, you have to play. You matter too much to the league. Like,
yes.
That's the unfortunate nature. Yes, she didn't ask for this per se. But she certainly ain't shying away from the gravy train of it.
No.
She's in the State Farm ads. Like, she's benefited greatly from it.
Yes, she has.
And I know her salary still sucks from what her pay scale should be, but, like, the league has gotten what it's gotten, and a lot of it is her. Whether the players there want to say that or not, it's just a reality, man. The Caitlin Clark bump to women's basketball viewership is absolutely... something you could tie to. So
yeah, this, I don't know how you work this out. There's no way to do it, and teams would never do it, but like the ticket sale refund process.
Well, you'd have to, I mean,
like
basically
somebody
hey,
needs to file a
back.
Lawsuit, dude. Like there's some, we need a class action
well,
suit against this
from
happening.
We've been doing this with the NBA.
I know it happens and it drives me nuts.
You know, people have gone to a LeBron game
right?
And for whatever reason, he hasn't played all the games in Portland per se. Who was it? I think it's Luka.
Luka hasn't played here
in like
10
years or something. Whatever it is. Like, imagine buying a ticket to go see Luka, Wemby. I mean, I got lucky, right? Like, I got a gift of a game with Wemby 2 years ago. As the last time he played in Portland.
That was the biggest bummer for me of going to Game 3, sans the outcome of the game and it feeling like a morgue in the aftermath of it.
Concussion.
I was five rows up from the floor, and I'm like, this would have been so cool to see Wemby this close.
It's the craziest cool thing in sports that I've seen in
and
a long
time.
It
just didn't happen.
This is, you know who played yesterday? Paige Beckers. She's better.
She not going to load manage? Not load manage
Paige?
Paige
Beckers she's all about, I mean, like, come on, man. Ball's
life. Ball's life.
Ball's life.
I see my gal Angel Reese is having a bit of a rough go this year. She can't make layups. And she got traded.
I hate to tell you this.
Yeah.
First of all, she wanted to get traded. She hated Chicago.
She wanted out of Chicago.
She's got her dream in Atlanta.
She's the Atlanta dream.
She's always been pretty bad at layups.
Yeah,
she's not an offensive.
I don't
juggernaut.
Watch enough to react
she's
to it.
She's a 12-12 player.
Okay. She
what
grabs rebounds.
Line?
Yeah.
She's a glorified Draymond.
Okay. Is she a good defender?
She's okay.
Okay.
She's not amazing.
She a good passer?
Okay.
You know.
She's an 11-11
player. Her highlights
player.
Of missing layups pop up quite often.
Oh, I know.
On social media,
I know.
And I'm like, is this real?
Well aware.
Am I getting catfished right now?
Well aware.
She can't make a shot inside 3 feet. This is wild. You play the WNBA.
Guess what? She has never really been that player.
Okay.
But she is averaging...
What are the numbers? What's her field goal percentage?
She's averaging 10 and 13.
10 and 13. What's the field goal percentage?
Give me a second.
Tell me, as a big in the WNBA, it's 50%. It's got to be 50. Are we in the 30s? Is there a 3? Does it start with a 3 or a 4?
Starts with a 3.
Ooh.
That's has another 3. And then that's followed up by a 3.
Oh,
she's at 33.3%.
That's so bad. From the field?
She also averages 5 turnovers a game.
That is so bad.
Leads the league in turnovers.
She almost gets you 2 blocks a game, though.
I'm just as responsible for this as Caitlin Clark. It was a moment in time. A moment in time, I won't disrespect that. So
she is one of the more popular players off the
court. She's one of the more recognizable players. There's no doubt about that. Look, Caitlin Clark, you're still my gal, but don't do that crap again. If you do, I'm out. You're on the S list.
You're out on Caitlin.
I was excited to watch the game last night, and then I'm like, I don't.
You want to be excited? Turn on a Dallas Wings game. Paige Beckers plays every game. You want to get excited? You have your heart broken, turn on Caitlin Clark.
That's
right. Excited, you put on Paige Beckers. Caitlin Clark out there balling with her boo? I don't think so.
Balling with her boo.
Paige Beckers out there dishing to her love interest because she's got dimes.
God, what if they break up? That's going to be wild.
Dude, I need a game-winning kiss.
Yeah, game-winning walk-off kiss.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Love is love.
Well, we have a new guy or an old guy back in our lives in a new role with an old friend.
Yeah, this is bizarre.
This is wild. The once upon a time.
Just means more.
Former hypothetical Oregon State head coach.
Go Beavers. Go Beavers.
Take your hands and put them down your pants, son. Squeeze them damn things. Make sure you got two.
Same interview.
Here we go.
He said he wanted to be the Oregon State coach.
Man, Oregon State coach, man. I'm tired. Yes, I'm taking that job right now.
I'm going to call
Ed Orgeron has returned to our lives in college football, and you might be wondering, man, who would hire Ed? Oh, that's right, the school that fired him. LSU has hired Ed Orgeron to come in. And look, just like his role, like I feel like he just needs a placard on his office door that just says Ed Orgeron.
He's the assistant general manager.
Like, it's just ludicrous. He doesn't need a title. It's dumb. He's going to go recruit. He's been friends with Kiffin forever. He knows the Bayou region as good as anybody.
And then Lane Kiffin will be like, actually, you're the assistant to the manager.
You're the interior defensive line assistant specialist coach.
For recruiting.
Also, hand out bags for us, please, and go talk in your southern voice.
Take your hands and put it down your pants, son.
This is phenomenal. This is phenomenal, and I'm glad that it happened.
Well, let's not also, correct me if I have this wrong.
What do you got?
Wasn't he fired for basically brushing away sexual assault?
I don't remember that. I thought he was fired because he sucks.
Well, I think they were looking for a reason to get out of the situation.
Yeah, like 2 years later, it was like, that was the biggest fluke of all time. Joe Brady's gone. That's not going to happen anymore, and we appreciate your services, but I thought, did he get in trouble? He wasn't sexually assaulting people,
was he? No, not him, but he had a player.
Oh.
Remember, and he was kind of covering up and like saying,
I don't remember.
Oh, no big deal.
You might be right. I don't remember that one. Maybe I memory hold that from my Ed Orgeron because I think his sound bites are funny.
Squeeze a lawsuit. Make sure you got two.
Darius Geis.
Okay.
The rape allegation. A lawsuit alleged that Orgeron was told by a player Geis had assaulted the player's girlfriend in 2016. He basically was like, well, don't move about it. We'll move on.
I mean, that's a reason to fire a coach. I don't think that's why LSU fired him. I think they fired him because they realized the magical run was over. But when you get information like that to get you out of a contract, you're going to take advantage of
it. He was told that Darius Geis may have raped somebody, and he was like, oh, no big deal.
Did not take it seriously.
Yeah.
And now we welcome him back with open arms. Come on back down to Baton Rouge.
We dodged a bullet in Corvallis. much I'll say.
Or did you? We don't know.
I mean, would he have been entertaining? There's no doubt about it, but man. Of any university, somebody put this really well. Nobody, maybe in the history of the sport, has acted and rolled out their program in the way that a drunk guy talks about how they should operate at a bar more than LSU.
Mm-hmm.
You should fire Brian Kelly, pay him, go away, hire Lane Kiffin. It's being back at home. Like, imagine a drunk-ass SEC
fan. The former head coach who you fired, like, 5 years ago. It's not even that long ago.
I mean, yeah, and also fired for a very ugly reason. It's just like, you just get recruiting? Hello!
Ed Orgeron!
He speaks our language.
Did you see, so Lane Kiffin was on with Pardon My Take, and he had some funny stuff in there. And he's like, I can't stand Lane Kiffin. One of the funny things that he talked about, though, is how they have an SEC coaches group chat. So all the head coaches in the SEC are in one group chat throughout the course of the year. And he joked that it's basically me talking to myself. Like, I send things every day.
I was going
to
say, dude.
And nobody else really chimes in on it.
What is that group chat?
But he did joke about, at the end of the season, how awkward it is when somebody gets fired. And the idea of, like,
you got to remove them.
So who's going to do it? Somebody's got to go remove somebody from the chat. And he said to get over the uncomfortable nature of it, that they've just started, they create a new one every year.
Oh, and they dead.
Instead of deleting somebody,
to the next.
All the coaches just say, here's our new coach feed. But then he said, I'm an idiot and I lose track of it. And sometimes I'll send messages to the old group chat like, hey, guys, you excited for the season?
And that
four?
Guy's in the Big 12 now.
Billy Napier's in there like, dude, I'm at Louisiana Lafayette. What happened here?
I actually,
where's he at? James Madison, I think he ended up at.
I just had this. So my Hood to Coast van has a group chat, just our van. So there's six. My cousin was our driver. But now he's going to run, and somebody that ran for us is going to run on a different team. And so I didn't even text anything. I removed him. But it just pops up.
So-and-so was removed from the
so-and-so
chat.
So-and-so has been removed from the conversation.
Because you can take yourself out from a group chat and then say so-and-so left the conversation.
But you don't see that. But, I saw that I had removed somebody. Nobody texted anything because it was whatever, but... It's a how many times you often like do you find yourself removing people from group chats?
No. I never have.
So I have a very,
I don't have that many group chats, thankfully.
So I have a very funny one.
Yeah.
It's not funny, but God, I'm sick. I think this is hilarious. We have an inner family beef situation happening, and I will not specify who. But let's just say there is a group chat with the people and that I'm on. So it's like an 8-person group chat.
8 people, okay.
And every time the group chat is reintroduced, that person will text, and then the person that hates that person or is mad at that person, they won't even respond. It'll say so-and-so has left the
conversation. Just immediately like, I'm out, dude.
And then it'll go away. It'll be dead. And then a month later, they'll restart the thing.
Hey, you're back.
Nope, moves himself out. Every time.
Stop putting me in these group chats, man.
And I just start laughing. Like, how long till he removes himself from the group chat this time?
And there it is. There's the announcement.
1 hour.
Hey, I'm out of here. Ed Orgeron, welcome back to college football. In the SAC, it just means more. I'm going to throw a random one at you. A curveball, if you will. That's next. 105.1 FM, The Fam. Go
Tide. How would you describe yourself?
Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Go Tigers. Go Tigers. How about that? God, I love Edward Trump being back. It's great for college football. LSU flaming out. Where's that on your, like, wish list bingo? I've been on this run now where I feel like we're on a... Now, people would disagree with the Indiana part of this because that was such a cool story. But, you know, when they chop your team's head off twice in order to do it, it's not quite as enjoyable.
Well, they might only win 8 games now.
They're only going to win 7 next year. Reality check, Signetti. Here it comes, bitch. But I think we're on a pretty bad run of champions, right? Like the Dodgers back-to-back.
You think we're on a bad run of champions?
The Dodgers. Were you excited to see the Dodgers win titles? Were you happy to see the Seahawks win a Super Bowl as a 49er fan? Was that a good one for you? Huh? Yeah? You had a lot of fun? Super Bowl Sunday? You enjoy that one? You like watching the Thunder and SGA flop his way to an NBA title last year?
Hold on.
When the best player on the other team tears his Achilles in Game 7?
That sucked.
Ohio State the year before that, despite losing to Michigan and getting barren to their own field, they shouldn't even have been in, and then they went on to win the title. That sucks.
Look,
we're on a rough stretch here.
You might be right.
I'm rooting for LSU to flail.
The Panthers repeating. You
the
overlooked
Panthers
that.
The Panthers sucked. I
hate
it.
The Florida Panthers.
A city who doesn't give a rat's ass about hockey.
No, but they throw
getting
rats
to
on
watch
the ice.
Back-to-back Stanley Cup titles drove me crazy.
You're making a very valid point. I don't think Indiana's a bad champion.
Let me ask you this.
Why is Indiana a bad champion?
No, it's bad for me. It's not bad. That's why I said people can disagree with
that
the Indiana part.
That was the
part
standalone
of it.
Good one of
totally,
all of
totally, totally agree. Now, if they had beaten your team to get there, you would feel drastically different about it. So I acknowledge that's a me problem, not an everybody else problem. Who's the worst team to win a national title in college football next year?
Like, it's not good for the sport?
No, just like for you're just like, oh, they won? Ugh. Because LSU has to be high on that list, don't they?
No, LSU winning is not, no. I don't want them to have success, but I would instantly respond with, No, you can make an argument it might be the best because it's going to be so controversial.
I'm not saying it's good or bad for the sport. I'm just saying you personally of like, oh, that would suck for me to see Lane Kiffin do what he did to Ole Miss, go to LSU, and then find a way. Like, we're all rooting for that to flame out. We all want him to fail.
Right, but I have one for you.
It's good for the sport. I grant you that.
Who's yours?
I think it's LSU. I think LSU is the top of my list.
Oh, it's an easy, you're wrong on your own choice.
Oh, who else is out there?
You should not want Miami to win the national championship.
Miami, yeah. Miami's
definitely
there.
You do not want Mario hoisting that trophy after leaving you guys the way he left you.
It's all right. He won't. He can't win the big one.
Well, neither can Dan Lanning.
We got to play more big ones during the year, right? I'd like to be in the ACC. Why don't you win a conference title, Mario?
I'm trying to think of a really good one out of the box.
Who's the best
national champion?
Who is the best one for you? Is it LSU just because of the entertainment factor? Because I desperately want to see Lane Kiffin fail.
I want to see Kiffin fail. They're
I don't
up
want him
there,
to win a title. That would suck.
I know, but you can make an argument that like the amount it sucks.
Who's the best feel-good national champion?
Ole Miss.
Yeah, that's great. Ole Miss would be it.
Winning it and LSU not even making it is
an LSU Ole Miss SEC title game. Not that those matter as much anymore, but like if you get a playoff game of that level and Ole Miss knocks them out. What if LSU had to go on the road to Ole Miss in the first round of the college football playoffs?
I'm going to give you one. I think it's Ohio State.
Is the worst one?
It's the worst one.
Yeah.
Them winning two of their last three national champions.
Two out of three would suck.
Two out of three is pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I would hate it. Yeah, it would blow. Notre Dame would be a field goal. I like Marcus Freeman. Like Notre Dame winning something into that level for a first time in a long time would
Notre Dame
cool.
I'm fine with. And look, I'm not happy at LSU if they win it.
I see your argument.
Holy intrigue, right?
Yes. Like generating clicks and attention, that will definitely do it.
Well, the best one now for you in the NBA is the Spurs. Or is it the Knicks?
It's the Knicks, dude. It's not even close. It's the Knicks. Hmm. The Knicks knocking off the juggernaut from the West, continuing the stretch of no repeat champions.
Well, if the Spurs knock off the Thunder, that's going to happen regardless.
Yes, it will. Either way. So you're right. The San Antonio would do it. But there's not the New York deserves it more than San Antonio does.
You're not wrong.
San Antonio had a 20-year dynasty, which, by the way, was sparked by a championship win over who? The New York Knicks.
It started in 99.
It all started with a win over the Knicks in the NBA Finals, and that's going to be the irony lost on me if San Antonio beats New York in the NBA Finals, that, okay, great, here comes another 20-year dynasty run started by a championship win over New York.
Well, I think people are already putting themselves in the idea that it's a 20-year title run that we have here again with Wimby, but hockey's actually uniquely set up to have a great one.
Yeah, no matter who the winner is, it's intriguing for me.
Well,
Vegas getting another one is the one I don't want to see.
I think the
Avs winning last
Vegas.
Night was wild. Like that, Carter Hart was great. Shout out to the Everett Silvertips of the Dub. He was a WHL player. He was great.
I'll take your word for it.
He was great last night.
I think Vegas and Colorado.
You think the East winner is the best case scenario?
I think the East winner is the best case scenario for hockey, especially if it's a Canadian team, but also like Carolina winning. And for Tom Dundon purposes, it'd be very interesting.
Doesn't know what he's doing as an owner.
Trying to get the NFL. Buffalo.
I mean, there's a lot. There's a million of them in the NFL.
But it has to be Buffalo.
Buffalo. But Detroit, is that better than Detroit? That's the beauty of the NFL. Like, outside of, like, Kansas City, who we don't really want to see do it again.
Or Philly
do it again. Anybody else like, I'm
What
cool
about Seattle repeating?
I'm not a fan of repeats, no matter who it is. And I hate Seattle teams, so I certainly don't want to see that. That wouldn't be ideal in my mind. But it would be wild to see Sam Darnold go back-to-back Super Bowls.
How would we even begin to
I'd love to go back and dig up every comment from Seahawks fans when they went to go get him. It's the equivalent of our former coworker who was a Warrior fan who wanted them to trade Steph instead of Monte Ellis. And then like 3 years later, you're like, oops, glad they didn't listen to me.
He filmed himself throwing a Monte Ellis bobblehead doll into the Willamette River the day that they traded Monte Ellis.
He was depressed. He was done with the organization. He was quitting.
He's like, this is it.
I'm done.
Weak little ankles, not on my watch.
And then he won titles.
And then he proceeded to have one of the best runs in NBA history.
Yeah, he did. That wouldn't age very well.
I got a lot of bad takes out there.
I hope that's our young Hansen. Please be our young Hansen.
I mean, there's anything I want to be wrong
about. Please be Chinese
about.
Jokic. I'll eat all the crow.
Chinese Jokic.
I promise.
Filming yourself denouncing the franchise with a player who's not even in the top 280 all-time in league history. Over a guy that might be a top 8 player, just in impact and career, that's a wildly bad take.
That wouldn't age very well for you there, Bob.
That is, I can't even try to put my finger on what kind of comp that is. What would the comp be for us? I can't think of one.
Well, we don't have that because we have not had any success in 20 years, so we don't really have anything to point to.
Here's one. A guy that's a Seahawk fan hearing that Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback now, the Seahawks, as a rookie.
Over Matt Flynn.
Oh, yeah? Here's my Rick Meyer bobblehead.
But again, even that was only one. You got multiple out of Steph.
One in Seattle.
I know. It was the first one ever.
Might as well feel like five. The Seahawks, for most of my life, were terrible.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I'm sure some Niner fans felt that with the Montana to Young thing. Now, again, it was only one, and it took him a while to get there, and for a while he couldn't do it. Couldn't win the big one. And then he finally did.
But they kept winning.
That was probably one. They were still playing at a high level, yeah.
The Warriors were, outside of the 1-8 upset, largely one of the more relevant franchises in sports.
With ugly jerseys and a bad color scheme.
So throwing a Monta Ellis bobblehead into the river because Steph Curry was going to play... It's a pretty extreme example here.
Well, I didn't get to my curveball there. I'll save that for the final hour. We do have a lot to get to. We got Game 2 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's start, though, in the Magic Hat, as we always do on Thursday. Kick it off next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.